You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded flat as the index was up 4 points or 0.02% at 23,518.50, indicating a positive start for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Thursday. Previously on Wednesday, the NSE Nifty 50 lost 42 points or 0.18%. to settle at 23,516, while the BSE Sensex gained 36 points, or 0.05%, to close at 77,338. The stocks to keep an eye on today are Indus Tower, SOM Distilleries, Sun Pharma, PNB Housing, IOC, Godrej Group, and Sapphire Foods India. Up next, the government is considering various options to discourage retail participation in the futures and options segment. The proposed steps include moving F&O from the head of business income to speculative income and or also introducing a tax deductible at source in the upcoming budget, sources said. Changing the head of F&O income from business income to speculative income will be a big step because it will be considered at par with lottery or crypto investments. Income from F&O transactions is now taxed as business income. The income is added to business or salary income and taxed as per the applicable slabs of 5%, 20% and 30% respectively. The added advantage of making it a part of business income is that the gains can be offset against any other loss. In another development, Bharti Airtel has bought around 1% stake in Indus Towers by acquiring around 26.95 million shares, thus raising its stake to 48.95% from 47.95% it held earlier. The shares were acquired by Bharti as UK's Vodafone PLC sold an 18% stake in the tower firm for €1.7 billion. The shares were sold at ₹310 to ₹341. UK's Vodafone owned a 21.5% stake in the tower firm and had initially planned to sell a 10% stake, but strong investor demand promoted it to nearly double the sale size, sources said. Following the transaction, Vodafone's stake comes down to 3.1%. The company will use the major portion of the proceeds to pay €1.8 billion outstanding bank borrowings taken against Vodafone's assets in India. Moving on, the Cabinet has approved the development of mega ₹76,200 crore all-weather greenfield deep draft port at Vadhavan in Maharashtra, signalling then National Democratic Alliance government's intent to give continued thrust to public investment in infrastructure. The Cabinet also gave its nod to viability gap funding for ₹7,453 crore offshore wind energy projects, including one in Gujarat, and a ₹2,870 crore project for the expansion of Varanasi Airport. It also approved viability gap funding for ₹7,453 crore offshore wind energy projects, including one in Gujarat. On completion, the new port on West Coast will have a cumulative capacity of 298 million metric tons per annum and will be among the top 10 in the world. Meanwhile, the government has drawn up a plan to boost the system of employment data generation and dissemination amid concerns over official data being less frequent and not exactly in sync with those from independent agencies. According to official sources, the Ministry of Statistics is actively considering releasing the periodic labor force survey for urban areas on a monthly basis and for rural areas on a quarterly basis as it aims to make the data more frequently available to policymakers. Currently, the Statistics Ministry releases the urban PLFS data on a quarterly basis and rural one on an annual basis. The NSSO, survey arm of the ministry, is working on predominantly using technology to conduct the PLFS, which it feels would be crucial in enhancing its frequency. In other news, the Ministry of Education on Wednesday announced to cancel the UGC NET June 2024 exam, which was conducted yesterday on June 18th across the nation. In an official press release, the ministry stated that the exam is cancelled due to the potential misconduct. It further said that the integrity of the examination may have been compromised. All the students who appeared for the UGC NET June 2024 examination on Tuesday are required to attempt the exam all over again since UGC received certain inputs from the National Cybercrime Threat Analytics Unit of the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center. Additionally, the Ministry of Education has informed that the CBI has been involved for investigating the matter further. Lastly, the Department of Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, on Wednesday held a meeting with the industry representatives on its agenda items for promoting ease of doing business in the coming months. Apart from the industry and DPIIT, officials from other departments also were part of the discussions that centered around Jan Vishwas Bill 2.0. National Single Window System and World Bank's Business Ready Index, which is being compiled. The meeting, chaired by DPIIT Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh sought views of the industry on what should be the part of the second version of Jan Vishwas Bill, Be Ready Index, and single window system that will grant multiple approvals for businesses with one application. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.